Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Careful Clean, serving the Bay Area with exterior cleaning services, pressure washing, solar panel cleaning, and wood restoration services for residential and commercial clients. Careful-clean.com.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Voters go to the polls today in Vernon, a tiny L.A. County city beset by budget troubles. City officials say if three new taxes on the ballot fail to pass, they'll have to eviscerate the police and fire departments. This is the same Vernon that fought off an attempt by state lawmakers to disincorporate the city 2 years ago. Vernon is the smallest incorporated city in California with just 70 registered voters. But some 50,000 people work in Vernon, and industry there draws more than $1 billion in taxable sales annually. Los Angeles County is reinventing its voting system, which serves nearly 4 million registered voters. The goal is to build a more flexible, user-friendly system that could be licensed for use in other cities and counties around California. KPCC's Sharon McNary explains.
Kansi Chappelle has been a poll worker for years, and she knows what voters don't want.
People come in and they're really riled up because I voted here last time, and for some reason LA has just moved the line maybe over across the street.
She says voters don't want to stand in line baking in the sun. They don't want to vote in a chilly garage. They don't want to cast a provisional ballot because it won't be counted that day. The LA County Registrar of Voters Office is building a new voting system from scratch, and it started by asking voters what they want. It also co-sponsored a design challenge asking people worldwide to reimagine a system that would be easier to use. Chansu Akarsu is from Turkey.
We are all different with particular obstacles and needs. One of us may have lost an arm, another one can be visually impaired.
In the video she submitted in the challenge, she suggests a computer tablet that helps poll workers interact with disabled people to select the right voting method. How about a voting van that comes to you? Would you vote on your smartphone? And maybe upload your vote at a voting kiosk at a grocery store? What if you had a 2-week voting window? The architect of all this is
Dean Logan, and I'm the Registrar Recorder County Clerk for Los Angeles County.
He oversees a system that dates from the late 1960s. The county uses ink-marked ballots and old IBM card counting machines. The 50-year-old system is nearing the end of its useful life. Only 5 brands of voting machines are certified for use in California, but Logan says the county doesn't want them. They're too expensive and bulky to put in some 5,000 polling places.
There really is no existing voting system out on the market. It's a very limited market in the first place.
Another challenge in the current system is dealing with the rising number of vote-by-mail ballots and envelopes. A more convenient, accessible voting system could reduce that burden. A lot of people handle those ballots, and not always gently, says Efrain Escobedo, a county project manager, as he shows the county's ballot counting rooms.
We get a lot of things being done to ballots, and a lot of things being returned in vote-by-mail ballots. I think the second election I was here, we actually had a hazmat crew who had to come in a couple of times.
But California law doesn't yet permit L.A. County to create its own system. State Senator Alex Padilla drafted a law to let the county build a new system and license it for use in other jurisdictions around the state. Next step, the county's hired Bay Area design firm IDEO to take the public's best ideas and envision a system that could work in the real world.
Today, we're at the stage where we're taking all of that raw data and saying, okay, now we've got to make that into something tangible. We've got to figure out what that's going to look like.
Logan is most fond of the Vote Anywhere ideas that were submitted.
You might have multiple voting centers that any voter can go to in the county and access their ballot. They may be able to scan that ballot, confirm that their choices were read correctly, and then deposit it into a ballot box and know that it's going to be tabulated.
Bay Area Ballot Systems and Computer Security Consultant Noel Runyon, who is also blind, is one of the experts on a technical committee monitoring the makeover.
I'm particularly impressed with the fact that Los Angeles County is really doing this right in terms of starting from the bottom and designing things in from the beginning that need to be considered.
Seattle designer David Smith's idea in the county's design challenge was to let people vote from their smartphones. It was a popular idea, and the county will look at how smartphones can be part of a new voting system. But even he has qualms.
How do I, as a U.S. citizen feel about voting from my phone? Is it easier, or is it like such a low barrier to entry that it's not special anymore, that it effectively becomes meaningless?
Logan, the registrar recorder, knows he's running a risk in revamping the voting system.
It's a daunting project because it's such a critical element of our governance structure. It's something you can't take lightly, and we've seen what happens when you rush into technology solutions that aren't ready for prime time.
Logan has $60 million to spend. If the project goes as planned, LA County voters will cast ballots on a new system as early as 2015. Other counties will then have another option for replacing their own voting systems. For the California Report, I'm Sharon McNary.
This week, a solar financing startup from Oakland has started raising $100 million from small-time investors online. So far, the experiment is limited to California, but this could mark the beginning of large-scale crowdfunding for business, as KQED's Aarti Shahani reports.
Yesterday, more than 100 investors flocked to the Solar Mosaic website and, in hours, committed $100,000 to install solar panels on San Diego's Ronald McDonald House. Those investors expect a 4.5% return on their investment.
There was a lot of pent-up demand, but I didn't know there was that much pent-up demand.
Solar Mosaic founder Billy Parrish says he can get projects funded even faster, thanks to a recent state decision that allows him to recruit new investors without filing reams of paper every single time.
People can now be literally invested in a clean energy economy in a way that they weren't before.
Securities lawyer William Carlton eats, breathes, and blogs crowdfunding. Even though only California residents can invest in Solar Mosaic, Carlton says $100 million represents a whole new scale for online fundraising.
It's a huge change. It's all the securities lawyers I know, even one that's been in the business for 40 years, there's never been a time where there's so much change.
Companies hoping to crowdfund are waiting for federal regulators to issue new rules governing online investment. In the meantime, Carlton expects other California companies might follow the Solar Mosaic example. For the California Report, I'm Aarti Shahani.
And finally, consider taking a trip to the Mojave National Preserve or Joshua Trees National Park right now, like this weekend or next. Millions of Joshua trees are blooming all over desert country, sprouting tightly packed bundles of light green and white flowers. Biologists and ecologists call it a once-in-a-lifetime event. That's the California Report for Tuesday, April 9th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California, and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment. Health happens in neighborhoods at calendow.org.